listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 21st of February. Purpose tip of the day, take a child fishing. Seriously. Your child, your grandchild, a niece, a nephew, all the above. It'll be a great experience for the children. It'll be a great experience for you. Make it a regular thing, not just once, but make it a regular thing. These children need to be away from electronics and doing real things in the real world. And you'll be glad you did it, and the children will maybe have a lifetime hobby and have a lot of fun. Okay, Kyle, you're still there, Kyle?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to split Missouri up. If you're a geologist, you might be upset with me for oversimplifying, but I'm going to split Missouri up into 3 geographical areas. First, north of the Missouri River is part of the Great Plains. It's relatively flat. It's a place where a lot of soybeans and corn and wheat is grown. That's north of the Missouri River. Then we got the Ozarks, which is it's called the Ozark Plateau, as far as geologists are concerned. You can find a map of the Ozark Plateau on the internet pretty quickly. And then we've got the southeast part of Missouri, where they grow rice and cotton. Now, I've watched these rice farmers. It's so flat, Kyle, that they literally make these dikes accurate within a fraction of an inch by using lasers that robotically raise and lower the plow to have precise, flat as a billiard table precision when it's so flat down there for their growing rice. And of course, it doesn't have to be that way for growing cotton because they don't flood the fields. That's the area that's going to be flooded, is that southeast portion of Missouri where they grow the rice and the cotton, right next to the Mississippi River, by the way. So that's what you're seeing when you see that. Now, depending on the elevation of the flooding, a lot of that water will get into the lower parts of the Ozarks, flooding lower areas, and that will be an issue to be dealt with by the people who live in those areas, and they will deal with them. Some people will be flooded out. some of the bridges might be covered up. Many bridges in the Ozarks, by the way, are simply some culverts, 2 foot, 3 foot diameter culverts, covered with concrete. They're legally, they're a bridge, and engineering wise, they're a bridge, but all they are is a slab of concrete covering some culverts. Now, some of those may have 2 or 3 feet of water over them, which means an automobile can't go over that bridge anymore, but a deuce and a half could. And that will be another issue to be dealt with. So does that answer your question there, Kyle?
Well, yeah, yes, and my common sense kind of tells me, John, that that being, I mean, when I was looking at your map, okay, backing up just a little bit, when I was looking at your map, it seems like a whole lot of the Midwest is going to be fine. You know, there obviously it comes up there through, you know, Baja and those areas in California and Oregon, Seattle, those areas are gone. But a lot of the Midwest, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, those areas are going to be fine. And anyway, what I was thinking is that the stench from the millions, if this thing happens fast, the stench from the millions of the dead bodies being so close to that water would be, the disease would be astronomical, being that close to it. And I'm just curious, it just seems like common sense would say to get, you know, a long ways away from any potential hundreds of thousands of refugees, because there's no possible way you're going to be able to deal with them. I don't care how, I mean, even if you had machine guns, you're not going to be able to deal with them. That, and then the stench of the death that close to the water, if it happens quickly, why not be someplace a lot further away from any of that?
Right, right. Well, there's lots of, and this is, I'm glad you're bringing these points up, Kyle, because these are very important points. The Navy designated the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks as a safe haven for a number of reasons, elevation being only one of those reasons. A relatively mild, relatively short winter. Now, once you get to, now you live in Montana, the interstate highways in Montana have gates to keep people from getting on the highway and to force them off the highway, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, I was not aware of that until I started traveling that part of the country. Serious winter that goes on for a really long time, which, if the power grid is up and running, is not so bad. If the fuel is being delivered, it's not so bad. Going back to the 1890s in Montana, without the infrastructure of the 1890s. Now, in the 1890s in Montana, there was a complete infrastructure that included police protection, fire protection, a postal service, medical services, goods being delivered to stores and so forth, none of which involved either electricity or internal combustion engines. All that would be gone. So imagine living in that harsh environment with pretty much all you've got is what you got. Now, in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks, the power grid would be down, obviously, and the services we expect would be gone also. But you have a relatively short, relatively mild winter, and being able to have commerce, even in a primitive level, would be able to be reestablished a lot more quickly and easily than in those more northern areas. We have more water than we know what to do with in the Ozarks. Now, there's more bridges in the Missouri part of the Ozarks than there is in any state in the United States because of all the creeks and rivers that we have. A relatively low population density. There are no cities. Springfield, Missouri, I guess, qualifies as a small city, 250,000 people. That's a large city in the Ozarks. Most cities in the Ozarks are 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people, the majority of them. Very homogenous population, by the way. Very few minorities of any kind in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. A population that knows hunting and fishing is God's gift to mankind. About 1 out of 10 families still has a garden, maybe as high as 3 out of 10 if you include people who just raise a few tomatoes. A very self-reliant, independent population, Kyle. So all those reasons combined to why the Navy designated the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks as a safe haven. You have any follow-up questions, sir?
Well, possibly, John. I mean, it would be a great place right now, but if you got overrun with 500,000 people, let's just say, picking a number, of the what, probably 100 million people that live, maybe 150 million people that live east of the Missouri, I mean, east of the Mississippi, even if 500,000 of those people were to survive and make it out of there, boy, they're going to be desperate and vicious to be able to get whatever they need to live. It just seems like that, being that close to it, to me, I mean, I agree with you that we have some rough winters here, but usually everybody puts in wood. Usually you've got, like, I have a propane tank that'll get me through a couple of years, till, you know, something happens. And I have a complete solar system that when the sun shines, even in the winter, I can't even use all the power. But anyway, just, you know, I understand what you're saying. It makes sense. And I have a greenhouse, a 48-foot greenhouse, and a large garden and stuff, all raised bed garden and stuff. So in the summertime, we'd be fine. But my goodness, it just seems to me that being that close to, you know, half the population of the country and all of that death would be pretty rough on the people that are closest to it.
Well, if you don't know what I know, then that would be a lot more serious. I haven't counted, but I believe about 20 or 22 bridges across the Mississippi River between Canada and the Gulf of Mexico. These sheriffs, and I know these sheriffs, they will take control of those bridges in less than an hour. And the only people coming across that bridge from Illinois into Missouri are going to be the people they let across, first of all. Their job of the county sheriff is to protect his people, and they will do so. And controlling a bridge, it doesn't take a whole lot of manpower. That's pretty easily done. So those bridges will be controlled, if not just outright dynamited. At some point, when these waters come up, there will be no more bridges. You don't have bridges across a river that's 100 miles wide and 200 feet deep. So that would be a very short period of time before there are no more bridges. And that period of time will be controlled by the local sheriffs to protect their communities. So I don't share your concern, because I know what will happen. The water will come up over about a 30-day period of time. At some point in those 30 days, probably about halfway through, there'll be no more bridges. So we're looking at maybe 2 weeks for the sheriffs to control those bridges before they themselves become refugees going to higher ground in Missouri themselves, because, well, for obvious reasons, they're going to be underwater.
Right.
Okay.
All righty, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Next, we go to my friend Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, John. How you doing, buddy?
What, good. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
Well, I was looking at your new website, and I'm getting used to it. It's great. No argument. It's amazing. And it's kind of snuck up on me a little bit. There's all the information's there. You just have to know where to click.
Yeah, it takes a while to learn it, but, yeah, it's all there.
Good stuff. But I was thinking that maybe, I don't know that you've done this or not. If you have, I apologize, because I don't catch every show. Some of the backstory on that map that I stumbled on in Noah's Ark. You know, I wrote the curator of that museum about the purpose for that map, and he told me, and it just sounded phony. But anyway,
well,
chances are
he didn't know himself, and I got that map here in front of me, and it is clearly the Navy map. It is absolutely clearly the Navy map. Yeah.
But the backstory on what the guy said he used the map for, you know, why they... Now, I don't know why he chose that particular map, but the purpose for the map in the Noah's Ark just... And why that particular map just seemed phony to me.
Well, he may not know himself. You're making
that's
assumption.
That's right.
You know, Well, it's a full-color map. It shows North America, Central America, the top of South America there, and in a pale green color, all the areas that will be underwater when the oceans come up. And there's different versions of this map. This is one I've seen quite a few times myself. And the Noah's Ark exhibit is attracting probably, what would you say, a million people a year or more?
You know, they probably had that number there. They could handle a few thousand every day. My goodness, the parking lot has a shuttle bus to take you from the parking lot over to the attraction.
Right.
I mean, it's
right.
Huge. The parking lot's probably 5 or 10 football fields, at least.
Right.
Yeah, they took a lot of people, but I don't remember the number.
Well, I was looking at these islands in the Caribbean. Cuba's mostly toast, except the extreme eastern end, and in the center of the place, there's maybe some mountains in the middle of Cuba. Cuba's gone. And most of those islands will be toast. The entire Gulf Coast will be underwater, some places more so than others. Texas is losing real estate about 80 to 100 miles inland, and this has happened before. I do private consultations, Dan, and one of my consultation clients, I went down there and met him and his wife, and they picked me up at my hotel and took me to their safe haven they were building, and we're about 80 miles from the ocean. I open up the passenger door of that beautiful Chevy Suburban, and I start to get out, and I look down. Dan, it's all sand and seashells.
You're still on the beach.
Yeah, and I stopped, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I said to him, "You didn't tell your wife about this, did you?" And he says, "No." And well, those sand and seashells were not brought in there by a contractor. So this has happened before. A buddy of mine, in fact, I had him on the air with me, Phil from Indianapolis. And Phil, good morning if you're listening. Another intelligence analyst. We served together in Vietnam. Retired fireman in Indianapolis. He's on vacation in Arizona, and he climbs to the top of one of these mesas. And he calls me up the next day. And he says, "John, I climbed the top of this mesa, and there are seashells all over the top of this thing." I said, "Really?" He says, "Yeah, really, there are."
That would have been what kind of elevation, just not a wild guess.
Well, I don't know offhand. I didn't look it up. I probably could talk to him and find out. But clearly, there's only one way that can happen. That would be for the ocean to be on top of the mesa. There's no other way that can happen.
Yeah, long enough for those seashells to grow, because they weren't like in a pile. They had been growing, living there, right?
Well, they just settled out when the water went away. The seashells were left behind.
Yeah.
So this has happened before. I've heard accounts, and quite frankly, very scattered accounts, that when the first white men were going west Mississippi, late in the 1700s, early in the 19th century, 1804 and so, they were finding the remnants of, obvious remnants of massive flooding that had taken place. And I don't know how long before. So this has happened before. And I'm really glad you got a good picture here. Would you take that photograph with your cell phone, Dan?
Yeah, my first intelligent phone.
It came out real nice. Nice, crystal, clear, sharp image here. And while I'm thinking about it, we still need a nice, sharp image from NCIS, Dan. We got a fuzzy image. But how many tens of millions of Americans watch NCIS on a regular basis? It's a hugely popular show, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they're trying to desensitize us to death with that, John. I can watch that show, and I don't have mainstream TV. I got the free-to-air satellite. That's where I pick you up.
But, right.
Watching a knife go through a body and separate tissue and all the noise that goes, I mean, it's almost like a old horror movie, you know?
Really? I've never watched it, so I don't know about that.
Oh, gee.
Well, hold on to the break here, Dan. We have a break.
Enters the body. Oh, it just nasty.
Well, we got a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Here's a little song. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. I want to talk to you for a moment about my sponsor, GoldWealthFinancial.com, and investing in gold and silver. Gold and silver coin investing is considered a safe investment because of its physicality. For this reason, it's where many institutional investors put their money when signs of an economic downturn strike. In most stock market crashes and corrections, the prices of gold and silver rise steeply, while stocks and other exchange-traded funds plummet. At my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll find a link to goldwealthfinancial.com. You need to check them out. It's a great website, great people to work with, and they have a telephone number. That telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Check them out, do your research, and give them a call. Thank you.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Oh, all right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday the 21st. I hired my first person yesterday. We got another possible recruits and space for more marketing people, paid part-time marketing positions, details at my website at libertyman.com. Dan, it looks like this NCIS has had 16 seasons here, and I still need a nice sharp image of that map. Now, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, and Dan, I know you've seen this, but some other people may not be familiar with it. There's a character called the director, and on, I think currently, the director has a nice wood-paneled office. On the wall facing the audience is a framed map of the world in full color, got its own light on it. It's pretty much centered in many images. Now, the images we've got show no Florida and no Baja California. Even the fuzzy images, we can see that. And we blow them up, and they won't stand up, at least the ones we've enlarged so far, won't stand up very well to enlargement. But out of 16 years, I would hope that there'd be one, at least one crystal clear, sharp image of that map that we can get posted. The first person who gets that screen capture to me, they get their choice of any of my six DVDs as a thank you. That search continues, Dan, and I hope somebody will find that crystal clear, sharp version of that map and get it to us. I would love to have it posted on my website. Wouldn't you like to see it there, Dan?
That would be lovely. I wonder if the set where they film that, if people get to take tours through that area. Boy, if somebody's on a tour, they could snap a shot of that, and wouldn't have to worry about looking through all those various episodes, you know.
Well, it's CBS is the company that puts these things together, and I simply don't know what the deal is there.
I've never been on a tour of a movie studio or a TV set, but it's all set up somewhere waiting to film the next episode, you know.
Right. Well, I'm just looking here, and I'm not seeing anything that would lead me instantly to believe that you could take a tour of that set.
I'm just shooting in the...
So, well,
it's like I stumbled on that. Well, I couldn't believe it when I come around the corner and found those big maps there. Those were big maps. Those were like 10, 12 foot long and 8 foot tall. And I mean, that's the only thing I didn't do, one of the things I didn't do. If I'd have had somebody standing right at the edge of it, then you'd have got an idea how big those maps were.
Right, right. Well, we've got a new map that Tim hasn't posted yet. It's from a big movie, and it's a classroom setting. And this map has to be 10 or 12 feet wide and maybe 6 feet tall. It takes up almost the whole screen, and it is the Navy map. I'm looking forward to getting that posted also.
And I've never seen a map that big in any classroom.
No, and you're a retired school teacher. You taught high school classes, and you know, a typical map in that setting would be in a roll-up device, like a movie screen, and maybe...
Yeah, like a old window shade, kind of.
Yeah, window shade, a roll-up mechanism, and the big ones I've seen, it may be maybe 5 or 6 feet wide. What do you think?
Maybe that big. You're right.
That would be a big one. But I've never seen one 10 or 12 feet wide. That's huge. And this is the image on this TV, this movie, I should say. It's not a roll-up map. It's just there. It's just posted on the back. It takes up the whole back wall. And it's not in a roll-up device. It's simply posted there. So we'll get that. Well, Tim's got a lot going on, and hopefully we'll get that thing posted soon. It's a fun project, Dan, and I'm glad you're part of it.
Yeah, I was just so tickled. I thought, oh, I can't wait for John to see these pictures. I would have never believed I'd have stumbled on that. You know, the old boy that was the curator there that I got a hold of by text, I baited him just a little bit. I said, I'm going to show a bunch of pictures to a friend of mine, to some friends of our trip, and I want to know what the purpose of that particular little display was. Because what it was, you walked off of the main aisle back into this little loop, and there was a column right in the middle. It was a good-sized room. It was probably 14 by 16 or so, I guess. And there was a column right in the middle of it, about 18 to 24 inches in diameter, that went from floor to ceiling. And that column had multiple flat sides on it that were covered in plate glass mirrors. And it didn't make sense initially, and then I looked at the map that was right there in front of me. I could have walked over and touched it, actually. They had this banner at the top printed up above the map, and it was printed backwards. And that didn't make sense. Well, if you turned around and looked at the mirrors that were floor to ceiling, each strip of mirror was maybe 8 to 10 inches wide. It went from floor to ceiling, and the whole column was wrapped in that mirror. If you looked in the mirror back at the map, then you could read it. And I was in a hurry, and I wanted to see all I could see. We were only there for a day, and it takes a full day to see it all. And I just turned around, snapped some pictures, and left. And when I texted the old boy, I asked him, I didn't remember the purpose of that display. What was the purpose of that map? And that was a legit question.
It was. And we'll get to the answer. We'll get to the answer after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Okay.
Twice. are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 21st of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's lots there. Good educational material, things that will entertain you, inform you, possibly maybe even make you angry. That's certainly a possibility. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. Tomorrow evening at the Cherryville Country Store, where I ship my energy cleaners from, the Cherryville Country Store and Post Office, they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for less than $8. How about that? When you place your order for an energy cleaner, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where I ship them priority mail, signature confirmation. Energy cleaner will help you with your arthritis pain. It'll help you with joint pain, back pain. You'll get the best night's sleep you've had since you were a child. Seriously, that's what you'll get. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with them, they do vary in price depending on what you need. Twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. Everything's right there. You can read up on the energy cleaner, the patent application information, the wonderful testimonials from people we know like Steve Whitman. And go ahead and place your order right there at my website using PayPal. MasterCard, Beef. So I really like PayPal. It's the most secure way to make any payment online, and the more you use it, the more you like it. You can send me a check. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can also call my toll-free hotline 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're talking about rising ocean levels. And Dan, let's continue your comments about what you saw at the Noah's Ark in, is that Kentucky?
Yes, sir, it is in Kentucky, yep.
Kentucky, yep, beautiful site.
Yep, it is beautiful.
Please continue.
Well, anyway, the purpose, I texted the guy that was in charge of the curator of the museum. It's like a museum. It's an amazing attraction. I would encourage anybody to go there. The boat wouldn't float if the water got up, but it's the same size, and it's made a just phenomenal piece of workmanship there. Anyway, I asked him what the purpose of that display was, and I had already explained how the display is set up. And his answer was that was to show people where the gospel needed to be spread.
Oh, come on.
I believe that's the best I can remember. That was his justification for the whole display. And
that's not the map you would use. For that map, you would use a political map showing political boundaries, not a map showing elevations.
Yeah, well, and what's weird, John, the upper level of the area that we would think of as being flooded, that's not all the same elevation now. I mean, I agree. I mean, it's the map, no argument, but that's not the map I would have chose for that purpose.
No, I would use a political map showing political boundaries.
Amen, brother.
I mean, that's what would make sense. Not a map showing elevations. That's silly. That's a bunch of silliness.
Yeah.
Well, if he was being truthful, he didn't know why that map was there.
And that was more than likely the case.
Yeah, I think so.
Somebody signing his paycheck too. You know,
that was above his pay grade. He did not have any. He may have been told that and wanted to be forthright with you to the best of his ability, but he didn't know why that map was picked.
That's all I got, John. I just wanted
to say
hi and talk about that a little bit. Thanks a million.
Yeah, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Well, this is my work, which goes back to the late spring, early summer of year 2000, when I was first told by two independent researchers about Planet X. My work is what led to me being awarded the Prague Peace Prize in Prague, Czech Republic, in July of 2017. By the way, I'll be speaking in Metro Cincinnati area on Saturday, May the 11th. As we get closer, we'll be giving more details. Saturday, May 11th, so you may want to block that time out to come and see me speak in Metro Cincinnati. I might possibly be going back to the Prague, Czech Republic, this coming September. I need to talk to the sponsor and see if they're any closer to firming that up. I would love to go back to that beautiful city in the former Czechoslovakia, which is now the Czech Republic. It's now two countries, Slovakia and the Czech Republic. Beautiful city, ancient city. I walked across the Charles Bridge where the Czechs stopped the Viking invasion. My wife said, "Honey, how did they do that?" And I said, "Well, axes and swords and bows and arrows." And that's how they stopped the Vikings. And I got to visit the Prague Castle, which is still in daily use as the headquarters for their national government. Inside Prague Castle is a tavern open for business that's been serving alcohol since before Christopher Columbus came to the New World. How about that? What a place. What a beautiful city. Incredibly clean city. Well laid out, easily you know, the old town, downtown area. They don't allow cars in some areas. The streets are so narrow. Maybe after a certain time of day they do to make deliveries, but some of the, and I've seen that in Boston also, the old part of Boston where the streets are so narrow that there's no room for cars and trucks. And that's why they built stuff 500 years ago, 300 years ago. It was not an issue. Obviously, automobiles and trucks didn't exist, so it was not an issue. But my work, my foundational work, has to do with locating witnesses and taking statements. I was trained to do that by a former prosecuting attorney who was a defense attorney at the time and the public defender down there in Hillsboro, Missouri, where I began my work in 1973 as a homicide detective working for the state of Missouri for the public defender's office there in Hillsboro, Missouri. I'd only been hired and been in the office there, I believe, about 4 weeks when we got assigned a double homicide. A young man had murdered two young people in cold blood, complete strangers, purely for his desire to murder people. He wanted to murder somebody. That was one of his life's goals. A disturbed young man who he will spend the rest of his natural life locked up in what's called the Biggs Building in part of the Missouri system we have for mental health. That's where they keep the criminally insane up there in Fulton, Missouri. And that's where he needs to be so he can't hurt anybody else. But I learned my skills to locate witnesses and take statements. And when it comes to this matter of violent climate change, the witnesses in this matter are men who were in the United States Navy Submarine Corps. And so I located these men, I took their statements, and I found out by interviewing these men what will be happening in the future. Now, that goes back to 2007. I've, at this point, located and debriefed about 24 of these men. I've come to find out that this is common knowledge within FEMA and SEMA. Now, most of you have all heard about FEMA. That's the Federal Emergency Management Agency. SEMA is S-E-M-A, Sierra Echo Mike Alpha. All the 50 states have their own SEMA, State Emergency Management Agencies. It's the mirror image of FEMA at the state level. And I've interviewed and met enough of these men and women to know that they also know at that level, the SEMA level, about the violently rising ocean levels. So this is a kind of an open secret in certain parts of our federal governments and state governments. And my job, my mission, is to let you know. Also, my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government is Telling You. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, and he says, John, how can I convince my adult children this is real? And I said, well, my two DVDs, Global Warming, What the Government is Telling You, and Violent Climate Change, What the Government is Telling You, they may do it. They may not, but they may. There's no silver bullet. Some people, it's my DVD. Some other people, it's going to be a book. And some people can't simply, they have such strong resistance to this that they're not going to be convinced no matter how strong and clear and convincing the evidence is. It's just not going to happen, and that's the way it is. When my Global Warming DVD first came out, an attorney in California bought a copy. He showed it to his wife, and he gets back with me. He says, John, I've been trying to convince my wife of this for years. Nothing worked until she watched your DVD, and I need to order 5 more of them. And I see that, and I hear that a lot. There's a psychological matter called, there's several. Normalcy bias is probably the main one. Cognitive dissonance is another one. They both play into this. Denial. I wrote a little article about denial, two or three pages. Denial is not a river in Egypt. It's another psychological matter that takes place. All these things play into it. When I was a young trooper in Vietnam, an intelligence analyst, I had my 20th birthday 2 weeks before I got on the plane to Vietnam. I got off the plane in Vietnam. I'd been out of high school 15 months. Very young man, very naive, young man from the Midwest. And I'd only been there a few weeks when I started hearing about the Tet Offensive that would be coming up at the end of January, 1968. And as the fall moved forward, I learned more, and it became more and more. I became personally more alarmed at what would be taking place during the Chinese New Year celebration. And I started warning my buddies. I said, guys, this is going to hit us. These guys are going to hit us hard. You need to be stocking up on food. You need to be stocking up on ammunition. I was doing my best to acquire automatic weapons to no avail. Shooting an M14 on a full automatic back then was not a huge mistake, and we all knew that. So we weren't going to. But some of the guys paid heed, some didn't. Let's fast forward half a century. Some people are paying heed to my message, some aren't. I frequently talk to a husband or a wife who their spouse doesn't want to hear about this. They don't believe it's real. They believe that spending family resources, time and money, is a waste of time and money. They don't want to hear about it. And they don't prepare, and they won't prepare. Sometimes they actively attempt to block the other spouse from spending family resources on this. I run into this all the time. It's really a blessing if both spouses can be on the same page and understand the reality of this, the necessity to get prepared. And any number of times I've had a husband or wife, and I say, John, how can I get my spouse on board with this? And I say, sometimes what may work is putting the preparedness into the area of insurance. Insurance is not threatening. It's politically neutral. And it's maybe acceptable to have the matter put into the realm of insurance. We have automobile insurance, health insurance, life insurance, homeowners insurance, disability insurance. It's just another form of insurance. Getting stocking up the food, stocking up the medical supplies, anything else you need to stock up on, weapons and ammunition, first aid supplies, whatever it might be. And men and women can understand that. They don't feel threatened by that. It makes sense to them. And it may work. It may not work, but it may work. So that's a possibility also. I do my best to try to provide things for people that will help them. Under products at my website, we've got AMSOIL products for your motor vehicles, Berkey water filters, of course the energy cleaner. I have a Berkey, I have well water, but I also have a water filter, and I love my Berkey. I fill it up. My wife and I go through a container of Berkey water pretty much every 24 hours for drinking and cooking, sometimes a little bit more than that. And if we have in the summertime, we're consuming more because it's hot. We just fill it up again. And you can also. If you have a public water supply, the odds of that being the water you really want to consume are pretty slim. Run through the Berkey and take out the chlorine. Take out the fluoride if you got sodium fluoride in your drinking water. And anything else that might be in there that might be harmful, leaving behind the beneficial minerals that we all need. That's what the Berkey does. I had my first paid preparedness consultation the summer of 1977, 42 years ago. A couple flew in their plane from Las Vegas to meet with me and have a half-day consultation. It was a good consultation. I know they got a lot out of it. They were very thankful to get that information from me. And I still do that. I'm working with a couple up in the Upper Peninsula right now. I'll be going up there to do an on-site consultation with them after the weather breaks. There's another family up in Michigan I'm working with to set up a telephone consultation with this family. I did a private consultation yesterday for a gentleman in Florida. And I'd be glad to do one with you. That's part of what I do. Right now, it's mostly telephone consultations due to my being the primary caregiver for my wife. But I'll be freed up as we get more caregivers to get in and be with my wife where I can get out and do more of these things. I like getting out there and doing these. I really do. It's helping people is something I've been doing for many years, and I intend to keep doing it for many years to the future. We got a last break coming up here soon. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I tried.
the 21st. Section on my website, I'm really happy to have this up. This is the latest intelligence from open sources. A friend of mine, I met him. We were both had worked on the same homicide at different points in time. He's a former intelligence officer, U.S. military intelligence officer, and he takes time every day to do updates. These are news articles that if you know where to look, you can find them. But he takes the time to put these things together and get them posted. The latest one is from 16 February, just 5 days ago. And it's excellent. It's excellent. You can spend a lot of time there looking at everything this man does if you take the time to watch. I assume it's a mix of sometimes it's written articles, sometimes it's not. And here's one here. In Austria, non-Muslim girls forced to wear hijabs to avoid harassment from Muslim immigrants. How sad is that? How sad is that? The girls that are Christians have to wear hijabs to avoid being harassed by Muslim immigrants in Austria. If I was a dad or a grandfather in Austria, I would be outraged that it's come to that. So that's a fun, kind of a fun part of my website to check that out. Tomorrow we'll have, second hour, we'll have Dr. Lynn Wilbert with us. First hour, we'll be talking about communications, but Mr. Barry Hill has the day off tomorrow. Monday will be Firearms Monday. It's a very popular segment that we do here on the John Moore Radio Show. Tuesday, of course, we'll visit with Leon Green, and we're all over the map with Leon. It's a lot of fun that second hour on Tuesdays. And, of course, next Wednesday, another hugely popular show that we do here with my friend Professor James McKinney, the first hour, and Jeff Nyquist, the second hour. Keep your eyes open for maps of continents with different coastlines. Anytime you're watching a movie or a TV show, get that screen capture to me, and we'll get it added to the list. They've been warning us for decades. Some of these images go back more than 60 years to the early 1950s. Really, it's amazing how far back then. In beginning in the late 50s is when they really started getting a lot of these images in movies and TV shows. It's a lot of fun to find these, get them posted. And of course, if you do find one, you get your choice of any of my 6 DVDs as a thank you. Keep in mind, if you know somebody who has marketing skills, I am actively recruiting part-time marketing people. Details at my website. In the meantime, get your medic supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening.